TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My nuts run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's. Got bottles. Got weed. Got. Hey.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Hey. I'm all the way up.
Hey.
I'm all the way up.
Hey.
All the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels. These bitches are so reckless. Keep on. I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me Top Shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up. Go all the way up.
Left a big house to a bigger house. Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bags, they even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine. Lit it up, pop, I hit him up. I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about raw. I'm not going Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high. Hop in the helicopter, Uber said. Go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My nuts run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's. Got bottles. Got weed. Got.
I'm all the way
Shorty,
up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. 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 Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. All the way up.
906, coming to you live out of Puerto Rico. Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. What's going on? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Happy Monday to you. Motivation Monday is what we call it. Hey, it's the 2018 MTV Music Awards. Popped off like 4 minutes ago. And, hey, I'm pretty excited about the Music Awards tonight. One, I haven't watched the MTV Music Awards probably since 2000, right? So that it literally in like 18 years I've not watch this damn award show. But I'll tell you something, it has not been at Radio City Music Hall in New York City since the 90s. So I'm super stoked that the MTV Music Awards is back in New York tonight. It is popping off right now. I just got finished watching the red carpet happenings. Also really, really stoked that Jay Lopez is picking up that Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. She was all teary-eyed and the whole nine. Do you all remember? Some of y'all are too damn young to remember. But who remembers J-Lo as a In Living Color dancer? Who remembers that out there? Hey, jump on it. We're talking about the 2018 MTV Music Awards tonight. J-Lo, yo, her performance is going to be popping. And it's, we probably going to get off to see it. But if not, they'll repeat this damn show so many times. Listen, you'll catch it. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. Hot.
Well, in honor of you being in Puerto Rico, hola, felicidades.
Hola,
¿cómo está? ¿Cómo está usted?
All right.
How are you? Mm-hmm. How are you? How are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you? That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Translation, how are you?
That's what I remember.
Estoy bien. Estoy bien.
All I wanted to say was she making up.
Charlotte. See, she never waits. Charlotte brings us Madam CeeLo Boston tonight. What up, babe?
Hey, what's going on? Yo, I swear, I was like, oh, she making up shit. I just, what is she saying?
It was actual Spanish. Cut it out.
Probably so. And look, I wouldn't be the one to ask because I can't say nothing but, you know, buenos noches. You know, it sounds real fancy, though.
I'll tell you something.
You could pull out Google Translate.
Flew into Puerto Rico yesterday. This is an amazing place to fly into. Extremely dope place to fly into. You see everything flying in. But I'll tell you, a lot of people have never heard of Aguadilla. We've heard of San Juan. We've heard of Rio, you know, Grande. Listen, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. The beaches are amazing. The food is amazing. It's about 2 hours from San Juan. But if you're looking for a vacation spot where you're looking for serenity and a lot of water, like beautiful water, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Do yourself a favor. It's off the beaten path, and you can literally fly right into Aguadilla. I want to say Spirit and a few other airlines fly Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. But that's not the topic tonight. We are talking about the 2018 MTV Video Music Awards. No, we're moving on. No, not we're talking
tonight,
about
people.
Not tonight. The Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Yeah, she is a little tickled. I didn't even know. Again, I haven't watched the music awards in so long. I didn't even know there was a damn Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. But I know it's important, and it's interesting that J-Lo's getting that award.
She's a dope entertainer, though.
Yeah, she definitely deserves it. I've watched it since you have in 2000. Or what did you say, 2010?
2000. No, 2000.
2000, okay. Yeah, so, that was cute. Khaled and his son have on the same Versace shirt. I'm sorry.
I love them. I don't care what nobody says.
Got sidetracked with Bobby
Moore. I love the fact that, you know, the kid is an executive.
Is a mogul already. He's
okay.
A mogul.
Right.
Daddy set him
up
straight.
You cut off your own comment.
I got sidetracked. I have watched it since you have, and I did know that there was a Video Vanguard Award. And I do think that J-Lo is definitely deserving of the award. She's a phenomenal performer. Entertainer.
Consistent.
Yes, very.
Absolutely.
Very. And I too remember when she was Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block. I mean, a fly girl.
Yeah.
And I can't.
She was a fly girl.
Yes, I damn sure remember her.
That
fly
girl. Evolved. Mm-hmm. The way that it has evolved. I mean, she's gone from dancer to artist to movie star to TV star. I mean, come on. She certainly deserves that. Certainly.
Yeah,
hey, song of the summer. let's get into some of these categories. Song of the Summer has already been it's already been actually called. And so you say Drake, I'll say not quite, but he's certainly in the category for the In My Feelings. So Song of the Summer, you got Juice WRLD, Cardi B, and Maroon 5. You got Post Malone, you got Bieber and DJ Khaled with that no-brainer. As you just said, Drake. You got Ellie Mae with Boot Up. You got One Kiss by, that was Calvin Harris. And it was Cardi B, I Like It. So who is the winner song of the summer?
Cardi.
I like it like that.
Cardi B.
That
was
like
Bad Bunny.
I'm very glad
and Jay
about
Belvin.
That.
Oh,
Bad
they called her
Jay Belvin. With both of those artists are right here from Puerto Rico, Jay Belvin and Bad Bunny. So
dope.
Goes to Cardi B.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dope.
And they
get
credit too.
Jam.
You know what I mean? That comes across dope. I mean, you know that's a good move for them as well.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
I don't know how to be popping
and
tonight.
So the categories tonight: you got the best dance video, you got video of the year. You got hip hop video, you got pop video, you got choreography, you got rock video, you got new artist of the year, collaboration of the year, best cinematography of the year, editing, best visual effects in a video this year, the best video with the message, you have direction. You have art direction, you have artist of the year, Latin video of the year, and then you have push artist of the year, and then they're going to close it out with song of the year. What did you just say, CeeLo? Who did you just call? In what category?
I said Kendrick Lamar. When you said video with a message.
Video with a message. So let's actually look at the nominees in the category of video with the message, because I actually felt like...
Yeah, because I'm not looking at nothing.
Well, I feel like I know who's going to win this one. So it is Logic Khaled with 1-800-273-8255. You got Janelle Monáe with Pink. You got Drake with God's Plan, very hot. You got Jesse Reyes with Gatekeeper. You got Childish Gambino with This Is America. And then you got Leon Bridges with Liberated. I'm going to call This Is America as the winner.
Yeah, me
Childish
too.
Gambino. This is a hot year.
This is America.
This is a hot,
this is America.
Hot year. And listen, first of all, people tried to clown him over that video, but that was a dope ass video.
It really was.
Yeah, but you know what?
I mean, come on,
he
it doesn't get as creative. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he is such a creative. It's ridiculous. I love the ATL show. I didn't quite get Robin season. The Robin season was very weird. It seemed
it
as
was.
If you know, like they were smoking something that. You know, that wasn't quite right. Like the writers, it seemed like they were all in a cloudy room, maybe with some Mad Dog 2020, you know, the stuff that gets you real sick. It just wasn't flowing right with the season. To me, my perspective, it was very weird. However,
Childish
Gambino certainly a winner. So, what is your favorite category, Hot Chocolate?
My favorite categories, because it's kind of a tie, are best hip-hop video, best choreography, and best new artist.
Okay, so we can only do one at a time. That's why I asked for one, and you're going to give me
sorry.
Three. But let's
so
go
best
with
new
the
artist,
hip-hop video of the year.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Some people.
Sorry.
The Carteri Apish is one. Apish, which I think they are certainly a contender. Cardi B again. Savage 21. Bacardi, of course. You got Drake again, God's Plan. J. Cole, ATM. You got Chung Lee with our queen, Nicki. And ooh, you got
we just won
Walk
Best
It Like
Hip-Hop
I
video.
Talk It, Drake and Migos.
That was kind of a
Nicki
know.
Just won Best Hip Hop Video.
Nicki what? Just won Best Hip Hop Video, Chung Lee.
She did.
Why?
Chung
I hate
Lee.
That song.
Now,
well, unfortunately, there are a lot of
song,
other people who don't.
I know.
It's creative.
I know it. Look, I know it don't got nothing to do with me, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's surprising that Chung Lee beat out Ape Shit and Walk
It
Like I Talk
It. Right.
Because
yes.
I thought Walk It, Talk It was very creative. Anytime you recreate Soul Train, I thought they, you know, were very creative
right.
with that one. So what was
yes.
your? So we know Nicki Chung Lee won Hip Hop Best Hip Hop Video, 2018
yes.
MTV Music Awards. What was that next category, Hot Chocolate?
Best
choreography,
new artist, choreography or new artist.
Okay, so
either
choreography
one.
Again. You got the Carters with Apish.
Mm.
You got Justin Timberlake with Filthy. You got Cardi B and Bruno Mars with Finesse. You got Childish Gambino again with This Is America. IDGAF, Dua Lipa and Havana, Young Thug, and Camila.
I'm gonna go with Childish Gambino on that one.
Yeah, and I'm going to go Childish Gambino
right
as well.
Childish.
I mean, best cinematography, I'm thinking that he has that one.
I like
cinematography. But we shall see. We shall see. So what was that last category?
Best new
artist. So best new artist.
I say LMI.
Lil Uzi Vert. Cleo X Hailey. Lil Pump. Brazy. Hailey, Kiyoko, and Cardi B. I think Cardi has this hands down.
Cardi B.
However,
I don't know.
Well, guess what though? Lil Uzi Vert has burnt up the charts, and there's a lot of people that don't even know
too.
Who Uzi Vert is. But
he's
a
dope
making
artist,
a little
though.
Noise right now.
Yeah,
yeah,
he is
absolutely.
Making lots of noise with the
so
youngsters.
So I think it's between Lil Uzi Vert and Cardi B. We shall see.
So
yeah.
I think so, too.
We shall see.
Yeah, I think
Madam Boston, your categories.
Okay, so cinematography.
Let's start right
what
there.
What is it, the hip-hop artist? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just covered the – so let's
right.
go cinema. Let's go one by one. Cinematography first.
Yes.
And so understand this, folks. Cardi B has 12 nominations. She has the most nominations tonight. And I'm thinking she's going to walk away with at least half of the 12. So at least I'm going to predict Cardi going to get 6 awards tonight. The Carters have been nominated 8 times tonight. And I believe they're going to walk away with at least 4. Of the 8. So we're going to see how that pans out. Best Cinematography 2018, The Carters, Apish. Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Ed Sheeran and Eminem, River. Childish Gambino, again, This Is America. And Alicia Cara, Growing Pains. Childish Gambino also nominated quite a few times tonight. Best Cinematography.
I might have to give that to the Carters because Apish cinematography is bananas.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with either Childish Gambino again or the Carters. I think one of them will take it tonight. However, it's something about this little teeny skinny girl that
Ariana Grande, yes, they love her, and I'm
listen,
really trying to understand. I'm not knocking her.
Well,
I'm just trying to really understand what
she
the, you know.
She's, no, well, I'm not going to take her talent away. She really can sing, and she's a beautiful girl. I don't get what causes people to go like
Ape-ish.
The Carter said it. Like, ape shit.
Right.
Like,
Right. Yes. Yes, literally.
She released an album this week that I want to say blew up, like, overnight.
Right.
Overnight.
Shut down the internet.
More power to anyone with that kind of influence, but I'm just trying to understand it. So I say all of that to say no tears left to cry, and Ariana Grande might also surprise us. So I think between, you said it, the Carters, Childish Gambino, mm-hmm. and Ariana tonight, we're talking best cinematography. What's that next category?
Oh,
that will be you.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, right? I'm sitting here like, who's that? Okay, no, I said hip hop. We already talked about that. Don't they have a breakout artist one?
Yeah.
I think that's the push artist. So the push mm-hmm. artists or breakout artists, there are actually quite a few that are listed. So you have, as a breakout artist, 2018, Noah Cyrus, nice. Jesse Reyes, Lil Exon, T Grizzly. I thought T Grizzly was a producer. I didn't realize he was an artist as well.
He's the guy who doesn't, I don't know. He don't rap to me. He just talk. I don't know. I don't like him. He's from Chicago.
I don't know why I thought.
My granddaughter loves him.
Yeah. No, I don't know why I thought T Grizzly was, what is, okay, moving on. Again, push artist, breakout artist of the year. T Grizzly, pretty much, Chloe X Halle. You got Khaled, not DJ Khaled, Khalid. Have SZA. You have Grace Vanderwell. I've never heard of Grace Vanderwell. You have Bishop Briggs. Haley Kiyoko and Casey Hill. I'm going to say SZA. It's between SZA and Khalid. But I want to say SZA's going to take it tonight.
SZA is
killing it right now.
Yeah, she really is. But I still say Khalid. And I'm a little partial to Khalid because he's from my hometown, where I have to say my hometown because I was born there in El Paso, Texas. So good luck to him.
I like both of them.
Well, I say Khalid because of the amount of I'll just say duets, but collaborations that he's done, and the fact that, you know, he didn't just stop at the album that he put out. He kept putting music out. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
he's consistent as an artist. Now, I don't know how he is performing, you know, live, but from what I've seen, he's pretty progressive.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry.
I'd sit in the backstage with him. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to figure out where Ariana Grande got these hits from overnight, because
She got a fiance, girl. What you mean?
Oh, what's that? You know what? Very
regular
large
will get your hips to friend.
Won't it though?
I'm 42 right now. Gotta talk about the Latin video of the year. And just a couple. I'll just name a few of the artists because I'm eager to see if Daddy Yankee. Speaking of Daddy Yankee, did you all see Daddy Yankee with Janet Jackson Friday night?
No.
Okay, for those who do not know, Janet Jackson just dropped a new single with Daddy Yankee that's so freaking hot that I need you to go download it right now. But before, well, maybe not right now because you're watching the Music Awards, but download it at some point. But do yourself one even better. Go and Google their performance from last Friday night on Jimmy Fallon. I fell in love with Janet Jackson all over again. Check it out. So best video
did she gain any weight?
Of the year. Oh, yes, she has, and she looks wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
Again, Jeff Jackson and Daddy Yankee got a new song, but Daddy Yankee is also nominated for Latin Video of the Year for the song Dura. You also have Cardi B and Jennifer Lopez with DJ Khaled, Donetto. You've got Demi Lovato and Luis Fonsi up for nomination. And you also have Jay Belvin again and Willie William. We're talking Latin Video of the Year. I personally think that J-Lo is going to take the award because that Donetto
is so fuego. OMG.
There she go again.
Fuego.
I know they words. Yeah. I know they words. I'm just playing. I know it means hot. It was just too easy.
We moved away from Caliente.
Yes. Fuego.
Now you got him doing it. No. Beans and disease to y'all too. Shit. No.
Y'all crazy.
Hey,
that was fresh.
Song of the year. I'm so eager. One, this list doesn't quite shake down right for me for song of the year, but New Rules. Dua Lipa. Somebody's going to correct me because I don't think I'm saying that damn name right.
And you probably
so
not, but I'm going to let you do it if you need to.
Rockstar, name of the song, Post Malone, 21 Savage. We're talking song of the year. Ed Sheeran for the song Perfect. Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Finesse again. Third nomination for Finesse. Drake, God's Plan. And Havana again. Camila Cabello. And Young Thug. No, I love that song.
That's a banger.
So,
yeah.
Is Drake
I want to say
award?
It's
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, I think he's going to win that one right there. Well,
he's
God's Plan has
right
been
there.
Nominated several times, but I personally think that Ed Sheeran, Cardi B, Bruno Mars, Drake, and Cabello, I think all four of those have a chance.
Yeah,
I think all four of those have a chance.
I'm with you on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the 2018 MTV Music Awards, which are live right now. You can log on, check it out. Hopefully, we have called many of these appropriate, but we will see who the winners will be. We shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
We're going to play this
I'll tell you, I'm somewhat encouraged by the musical landscape right now. You know, it seems as if we are starting to move beyond mumble
that
rap.
Little turn.
Because I kind of checked out. I kind of checked out because we were like mumble rap city. But it seems like we're moving away. The game is evolving just a little bit, and I'm encouraged by
slow.
That.
Yeah, I'm encouraged by some of the collaborations that are taking place that are allowing the shift to take place.
Right,
you know,
where the hip hop artists are not
Migos.
Afraid, right, are not able, you know, where they're not afraid to collaborate with, you know, quote unquote R&B singers or you know,
or newer
like
the younger generation
Bryson Tillers,
and
you know,
and the OGs.
Right,
yeah. I posted something today that said competition is dead. The key is all about collaborations. You need to catch up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's it. Catch up.
Catch up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Hey,
I want to know what.
60 seconds left in the show. Hey, you got it fast. What do you want to know? 60 seconds.
I forgot already.
Wait.
I don't know, but we'll see.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. where our guest is Ganga Lee.
Woo!
Ganga.
Let's go. Take us home, folks. Ganga. Wednesday,
whatever
night,
you
9
do,
p.
do
Top
it well.
C.
Check
y'all
out
well.
On Wednesday. Yeah, yeah.
Back Wednesday.
TM Hyman Radio and the Social Lab, the General Hot Chocolate, and Madam Boston. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you all for rocking out with us. Go watch all the radio
show. TM Hyman Live.